The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Let me go to David. David, you lost your son a while back from a fentanyl overdose, yeah. Right? Is what you were telling me. You called in back then, and I imagine that when you were listening to Jason Shepard's fentanyl test out there, $5 a test or so in bulk, I guess that probably perked your ears up, huh? What happened when your police officer showed up?
Hmm? Well, they, of course, do an investigation. My wife, my 33-year-old son, and I were at home. They found a little foil in his bedroom. He'd been clean for 4 months. Mm-hmm. And the deputy asked me or my wife or my son, I need one of you to stay out here at your dining room table. I need to test the substance and see if it's fentanyl. And I don't have a partner with me in case I keel over from it.
Boy, isn't that a heck of a note? Heck of a note, huh?
It was. And I don't even remember what happened if my son stayed there. I remember I don't think I did or my wife. It was just the worst day. But... Anyhow, the test, the deputy at the house said it's inconclusive. We don't know what it is. So it took, I believe it was 2 to 3 months for toxicology to come back on my son. And they said, yes, it was a fentanyl overdose.
Wow.
And the dealer, who we know who he is, know his name, is responsible for 5 deaths. And I'm not my son. It was his stupidity. I'm not blaming the guy for making my kid take fentanyl, but he relapsed. The DA, the local people here, this guy's responsible for 5 fentanyl deaths because he sold the stuff. Nothing has been done to him. My wife even talked with somebody at the sheriff's department. No, there's really not much use in it. And they said there's some type of federal law or something. So this guy is still out on the street, and all I got to say is that if I were to buy a minor a 12-pack of beer, he gets in his car and goes and kills people, my butt would be in jail within hours. But I think the way they look at it, too, is that, you know, people get pulled over for DUIs that cost them thousands. I guess they figure that these fentanyl dealers, they don't have any money. They're, you know, low on the totem pole.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, no assets. No assets if you're a street dealer, right? That kind of thing.
Right.
Nothing that could be.
Right. But if you get a Dewey, they'll nail you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, if you had had access maybe to a 5-minute over-the-counter test, might that have been helpful for you in working with your son? Just curious.
Well, no, he was doing good going to rehab, 4 months clean. And the night before he relapsed, he bought some fentanyl. We found him like 6 years later. My wife was trying to do Narcan on his body, and
yeah.
it was just awful. But I don't know. Yeah, I think it would be good. But usually by the time people take it, you know, it's too late.
But I would imagine if you have someone that you're suspicious of, if you have a family member that's suspicious, you could run the test and see, you know, do your best, try to figure out what's going on. Hey, David, thanks for sharing your experience. I really do appreciate that. So sorry for your son. Really am. And your family's lost there. And there are so many of them that have had this happen. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this?
Is that me?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, it's so heartbreaking, that story, and I wonder if it's the same David who's a Facebook friend. I've never met him in person, but you just never get over a loss like that. Your heart just breaks over and over again. It's horrible. But I'm thankful he called in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, as far as the election goes, to text your friends and just say something like, you know, if you haven't voted, please vote. If you at least vote down these 3 charter changes, give me a call if you have any questions. I started doing that Friday. I've only been in town a couple days. But one person got back to me and said, I have too much going on in my life. I can't deal with it. And then, like, the next day, they got in touch with me to find out how to vote.
Good. So, by the way,
don't be intimidated. Just politely ask people to vote those charter measures down.
I agree with you. And by the way, if people had some questions on any of the other races, I gave my opinion on suggestions too, and I have it on the Bill Myers Show blog on KMED.com. And I'll also email it to people if they wanted to vote on something other than the charter changes and things. But yeah, the charter changes in both counties that need to go down and go down hard. And it's going to take turnout. And, you know, the people who organized this stuff were very smart doing it in this kind of an election. They knew that a motivated bunch of leftists would be able to get their way if Republicans just sit on their hands this time around here. OK, I appreciate
that. Which is what they usually do. And mm-hmm. they're so dishonest. Denise Krause has been making wild claims on Nextdoor.
Oh, I know.
It's so frustrating.
I've seen some of the claims. I've seen the claims, and you're right. And bless you for bringing it up again, though, okay?
Yeah,
thank you.
Just please do it, because your audience is probably going to vote, 90% of them. And the 10% of you who aren't going to vote, please vote.
All
but
right.
We need to get out to our friends that we know agree with us, but just somehow don't. Well, whether we know or not, just ask them. Because so many of them just don't pay attention and don't vote.
Thank you so much for the take on that, Lynn. You be well, okay?
Thank you. Good day.
12 minutes after 8, I'm running a little bit behind here. I have a feeling Dr. Dennis Power is standing by, and we'll see if we can get a bit more of that on in just a minute. Talk about some history, talk about some politics, talk about some news. We'll talk about a little bit of everything.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson. The citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that it is possible in a single day to replace a mouthful of bad teeth or ill-fitting dentures with a beautiful implant-supported smile? For so many of my patients, this has been a life-changing experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson of Dental Excellence. I met a man in my office who came for a free consultation. He said to me, "Dr. Johnson, I quit going out to eat with my friends. I cover my mouth when I smile. I don't laugh out loud like I used to. I'm tired of all the denture adhesive and not tasting my food." Can you or someone you know relate to this man's story? I'm here to tell you that dental implants can solve your problems and give you a great reason to smile. Start now to regain your health and confidence. Come meet me and my amazing team. The consultation is free.
Call 541-779-6170 or visit MedfordDentalExcellence.com.
Dental Excellence, changing lives, one smile at a time.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
The Row Gardener, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Gardeners start seeds indoors so that they can get a jump on the growing season. The farther north you go and where there are still gardeners, the more you're going to see people starting seeds indoors to take advantage of the benefits of the warmth, and that we can then extend the growing season by weeks and even by a month or two.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD. KMED and KCMD Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com. Your NBC5 forecast looking for temperatures pretty much back to normal this week, and plenty of sunshine today and breezy conditions, high of around 70. For tonight, clear and breezy, low near 40. Tomorrow morning on Tuesday, a few more clouds coming in, continued breezy, maybe some showers late in the day, in the evening, and a high of 73.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate. A leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
18 after 8. If you're into time, and I know I am, and Dr. Powers, of course, he's in time or out of time or talking about where past meets present, which is the past time, I guess. So now that we're thoroughly confused here. How you doing, Doc? Welcome back. Always good talking.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah.
Memorial Day. This weekend coming up, lots of things to do, and we'll hope that the oligarchs in Washington, they'll probably be silent.
Yeah, maybe they'll sleep for a day or two or nothing else before they come back to their dastardly, bloodthirsty ways. But that's another conversation here. Now, last week we talked about the basic history of Boatnik. So talked with Herman Bertschiger about his take on that since he's been involved in it for so many years. And this week we're actually talking about where past meets present and a different kind of racer. Instead of the Boatnik races and the jet boat races, we're talking about Southern Oregon's race car driver. And who would that be, sir?
That's my friend Art Pollard, when we're thinking about Memorial Day, we're also thinking about the Indianapolis 500.
Mm-hmm.
Art Pollard grew up in Roseburg, graduated from Roseburg High. He was an outstanding athlete, basketball, football, etc. Lived in Medford during the 1960s, in any event, he loved racing. He was a mechanic, a car dealer.
Yeah, he was kind of an adrenaline junkie from the sounds of it. You know, you put all that in there. Boy, he liked to play a little risky at times, right?
Oh, he did, and he was, thinking about it, he was very competitive when he was race car driving, and he was very competitive there, but easygoing, very easygoing off.
Really?
Yeah, midget car races in Roseburg. Then he goes to modified hardtops, which are like the stock car races,
yeah.
Eugene Speedway. Then into super modified as at the Indianapolis 500. When he was on the national circuit, this is 1965 to 1973, he finished 30 times in the top 10.
Wow.
On the national circuit. He was really good. His Indy 500 races between 1967 and 71 was he finished 8th to 31st, but any time he was not in the top 10, it was due to the fact that he had either engine malfunction or, my friend, a driveline issue. I remember, and I'm sure some of your listeners do, is that he had set in the Indianapolis 500 trials the speed record, and then on the second day, he clipped a wall, spun
wow.
into a grass field, flipped over and over, on fire, 1973, and it was over one quarter of a mile that debris was left.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a horrific. I remember seeing it. I remember, you know, they'll play it back. On the other hand, he was very involved with children with special emotional needs. They're different. Even in Indianapolis, they had Art Pollard Day in May that was held annually during Indy Month for some years, 20 years, as a matter of fact. He's recognized at the World of Speed Museum, a book, The Life and Legends, The Legacy of a Gentleman Racer. And for years, there was an Art Pollard Memorial Race that was at the Southern Oregon Speedway, which is the sports park in White City. An incredible story of a person that really stood out, and a person that was able to know the difference between being idolized for his sports but not take it to his head, as we're seeing with the spoiled athletics now.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Doc, you know, I just want to make sure that I understand, because I didn't know much about Art Pollard until I took a look at that. When you described that crash, did he die in that crash? Is that what took him? Is that what killed
yes.
him? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It was 1 hour. You know, the fact that he survived, he had third-degree burns, mm-hmm. fractures all over his body. It was one of those type of accidents you know, if you see it, you say, boy, that is a heck of a way to go. But he went out the way that he went in, you know, going ahead, and he left a legacy for children in terms of he brought in other drivers, and this is actually at the Memorial Hospital in Indianapolis, that he would bring in other drivers. He was highly respected, not only as a sports person, but as a person who made a difference. And again, not what we're seeing again today, whether it's the NBA, the MLB, or whatever it is, in terms of the ones that are getting millions.
Well, you talked about him being the gentleman race car driver, as you had mentioned. And you think about, you know, so he died in 73 after having struck the wall. It was during the practice, right? I just want to make sure we got that right. And he was, you think about the differences in the cars maybe from the early 70s to what was maybe being done right now. You wonder if maybe today's cars that have probably a better safety frame, a better way of containing or protecting the driver, if he might have survived the same kind of crash today. But it's pure speculation on my part. You wonder.
Well, you know, when you take a look at the cars then, and you're right, they were really built for speed.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that Pollard used, that Art Pollard used, that's at the World of Speed Museum in Wilsonville, one was the Andy Granatelli STP turbine, which was basically a jet engine that he drove in 1968.
Yeah, a jet engine with four wheels tacked to it, right? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. So the mindset that you think about for a person like this really makes that individual stand out.
Very good.
You know, it's just one of these people who left a legacy much too short, but on the other hand, made a difference.
Indeed. Art Pollard, Southern Oregon's race car driver. That's the post today we'll have on KMED.com on my show blog from Dr. Dennis Powers. Doc, I really appreciate you sharing that, and we got a lot more that we're going to be talking about here coming up. By the way, did you happen to check the price of gold this morning?
I do, and I'm listening. So
yeah.
Go forth and multiply, my friend.
24.
They're great.
24.25 is where it is right now. 2,425. It seems to be thoroughly ensconced over. In fact, that's even higher than the peak a couple of weeks ago. And it looks like silver is joining the party right now, close to $32 an ounce. I think that the precious metal markets are saying that there's not a lot of faith in banks, or I should say in central banks and the governments of the world getting it together. Would that be fair? Kind of getting a control of what's going on here?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of an indicator. And people are thinking that stocks and gold can't go up at the same time. Well, yeah, apparently they can, and it's for a different reason. But of course, the reason I bring this up, though, is that even at 24.24, I'm still looking at this as a bargain for the just-in-case long-term. And that's why you need to talk to Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland. You can call them at 482-3715, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. Today, I believe the Grants Pass store, 6th and G, is opened in Mann, but you can also call for your appointment there also, and Mark and Andrea will take care of you. Get that just in case, this diversity, this, diversifying your portfolio, a little bit of currency destruction insurance. Get some if you don't have any. Add some more to it if you don't, if you already have some, all right? But keep it in your possession under your control. That's what they recommend. Talk to the recognized experts, Jay Austin, 482-3715, jayaustinbrokers.com, fortunereserve.com.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com. If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate. A leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy duty hangers, zinc plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great, talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Huh. Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
It's 8:30. The Bill Meyer Show with Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University, where past meets present. You know, Doc, Wild Sam and Steve, you had a question about Art Pollard. We talked about that in the history segment. How you doing, Steve? Question?
I'm doing okay. Did Art Pollard have kids that went to school here in Rogue Valley? I don't believe so. But on the other hand, it was one of those things where he was so young, and I think that's also a reason why he went ahead, my friend, and really worked with children with special emotional needs, actually nationally.
Okay. All right, Steve. Appreciate that. Doesn't look like he had any kids here. Yeah, it's too bad. It would have been nice to have passed that legacy on there, at least locally, all right? So, Doc, let us focus on here. Where do we even start with the news of the day? How about the latest observations from the Cohen-Trump trial, if you don't mind, please? Yeah, the Cohen testimony, I should say, at the Trump trial.
Oh, that is a perfect way to go, because the key thing here is we go ahead into bases. First of all, this is just to keep Trump off the campaign trail.
And yet, at the same time, it seems to have benefited him in a strange way, hasn't it? In some ways,
if it has to do with some national news, that's correct. But yeah. battleground states. This is really part of the oligarch Obama Clinton source Biden's approach, and he will appeal, and it's one of trying to embarrass him. And as I said before, maybe he'll die of a heart attack. I mean, if you go ahead and do enough of this, you can go ahead and do what you want. I think also we should take a look at the fact that this is directly involving the Justice Department, not a state trial. It's supposed to be a state trial. I mean, remember going all the way back that what brought Michael Cohen in is that the FBI raided his home, and they raided it with an overkill for docs against Trump. And it turned out that they then found out a few things that had to do about the taxi medallions that were sold.
Yeah, you had mentioned that before. I guess, bottom line,
what's going on.
Yeah, what's the thought process if Cohen is going to be your star witness for the most part when he's been convicted of perjury, of having lied himself? So if you're a defense attorney or a prosecutor, how do you work around that when your main guy is someone who has admitted already to lying? Because we already know who you are or what you are, right? We already know you're a liar, but yet we're asking a jury to believe the liar.
That, my friend, is an excellent question, because it goes back to the beginning on voir dire. It goes back in terms of whom you select in the trial, who's a juror. With 90% of New York City who are voting are actually voting against Trump.
Oh.
And so this whole thing is not only fake, it's abhorrent, and legally is irrelevant, because it will have to be appealed, because the judge, Marchand, is totally biased because of what he's letting the prosecution go into. So maybe they can go ahead and get enough jurors going for conviction, because even if he doesn't make it, because New York is one of those ones to where they allow, I think it is, 10 people to vote for guilty, that even if it's like 11-4 or whatever it is, it's going to be hitting national news. This is Venezuela. And the more that people get sucked into, seriously, all the newscasts, because it's 24/7, the more that it's showing how bad these oligarchs are in terms of what they want to do to keep their power. And the concept of power, one of the rules I learned a long time ago in law, dealing with government agencies, my friend, is the fact that where there's a concept of power, it corrupts absolutely.
I guess my point is one of the challenges why, when we look at even the Republicans in Washington, D.C., the Republicans in the state of Oregon, who are out of power, right now, they don't have a lot of power overall. You're the minority. But overall, Democrats are more effective at using power. Is it just me, or do they seem to be much more willing, hey, we're going to use it, we are going to impose our view on you and on the system? Isn't that really one of the challenges that we face here? That, Republicans say, well, we would like to get into power so that we can have a fair playing board. And when the Democrats play, it's kind of like, no, we're just going to tell you, we're just going to crush you. All right. Is this one of the challenges that we're facing right now, in which even when the chessboard gets reversed, it doesn't seem to change much?
Well, I personally think that it's beyond that.
Oh, really?
And the reason is that rather than being concerned for the Republican Party wherever, in terms of trying to maintain what power they have, they should be going on the attack.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. If you're going to have power, if you do have power, you have to use it, though. Otherwise, what's the point of being granted the power?
Exactly.
All right?
I mean,
they do.
And actually, you know, for example, on the measures, it would be really nice because, you know, folks who are conservative or independent are trying to call. But if the the organized party would go ahead and say, wait a minute, if we go into Ashland and maybe 10% or 15% or whatever it is, we can go ahead and meet those conservatives, which is a silent minority, and perhaps we can make it to where we're coming into their home, because that's what's going to swing this. And I saw it also at SOU in terms of they had a pro-Palestinian get-together, if you will.
But in other words, Republicans are ceding the territory then, right? They cede the territory of Ashland. They cede Southern Jackson County. Okay.
Yeah, or trying to make sure they get some type of a candidate that they think is more likely to continue power in some abstract way.
Well, I'll agree with you when it comes to
I don't see it.
Yeah, Republican response there. Definitely get into the areas that you think might not be friendly to you. But, you know, sometimes that's hard. I know that. There's not a lot of...
They can do it underground.
One of the biggest issues that I think we've had here when it comes to the ballot measures in Jackson County is that there really hasn't been much of a... I know there was a PAC formed to do this, but I don't know if they're doing calls or if they're doing some text messages. It feels very thin gruel. Now, Linda and I and Republican women, we ended up doing some town halls to get informational votes, you know, no votes on this kind of stuff. We worked our butt off on that, but we can't do it all ourselves. And I'm hoping that other people are calling their friends in the South County, because the South County is where these measures are probably going to be the strongest. Wouldn't you agree?
Very effective. The only thing I'm trying to add is that rather than just saying, oh, we're not going to bother with Ashland, we're going to just go ahead with Medford, they ought to be going ahead for your town halls and getting people coming in from Ashland.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Doc, why don't you hang on here in just a minute? Let me take a break. We'll continue on where past meets present, into the present side of things. You can also join in too, 770-5633.
American Industrial Door invites you to see their Wayne Dalton wood grain finish collection. Transform your curb appeal with high-quality, non-repeating wood grain that looks like a real wood door. The innovative design blends the strength of steel with the timeless beauty of wood. Wayne Dalton offers a variety of simulated wood finishes and window configurations, too. Count on the quality of Wayne Dalton and the expert service and installation of American Industrial Door. Showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas and Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's prime minister included in a group of people for which arrest warrants may be issued by the International Criminal Court. Several Hamas officials also on the list, accused of war crimes by the court's top prosecutor. Former President Trump's New York trial is winding down. Mr. Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen is again being cross-examined by the defense. A caretaker president has been named in Iran following the helicopter crash that killed the country's hardline president, along with its foreign minister and several other high-ranking officials. Oklahoma and Kansas, the latest states experiencing violent storms, including some confirmed tornadoes. Oklahoma City witnessed at least one tornado. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 61 points. The NASDAQ ahead 109, and the S&P is up 21 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Jackson County is facing a serious crisis. Fentanyl has flooded our community, taking lives and damaging families. There's only one candidate for district attorney who's prosecuted dangerous fentanyl and meth dealers in our county, and that is Patrick Green. His opponent, Alyssa Bartholomew, has built her career on defending criminals and people accused of serious offenses. So who do you trust to protect our community? Vote Patrick Green for Jackson County District Attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Green for Jackson County District Attorney. Number 23076.
1954, 70 years ago, the World Series is broadcast in color for the first time. The number one song of the day, Doris Day's Secret Love. Meantime, in Vancouver, Washington, store number one for Grover Electric and Plumbing opened its doors to welcome do-it-yourselfers and contractors with a promise of superior service, quality products, and everyday low prices. Grover celebrates 70 years of do-it-yourself and save. For a location near you, visit groverelectric.com.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
You may need extra time at Freddy's Diner.
Let's see. The fried chicken dinner sounds delicious. Wait. Smoked brisket? Ooh, hickory smoked ribeye. Chicken fried steak smothered in country gravy.
Welcome to Freddy's. Our Friday and Saturday dinner special is hickory smoked prime rib. Are you ready to order?
I'm going to need a few more minutes.
I'll be back.
Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Back with Dr. Powers, where past meets present. Hey, Doc, Tom wanted to mention on the power issue we were talking about here just a couple of minutes ago, if that's good. And Tom, you are with Dr. Powers. Fire away.
All right. Well, you know, there's such a divide between Republicans and Democrats. And Democrats are really believe sincerely that government is the source of all good. And we have all been programmed as children. We're in government schools. And so it's often said that actions are louder than words. So we're prisoners in a government education camp, re-education camp, whatever you want to call it. And we know they're there because the government said we had to be and so forth. So a lot of people are programmed to grow up never really questioning the power of government or that government is all good.
Well, maybe in some ways here, Tom, and Dr. Powers, maybe you can weigh in on this. In some ways, maybe the Democrats take their government school education more seriously. And they're more true believers on that, right?
Well, it's the deep programming that government is all good. You know, it makes me think of George Washington's quote that government is force and like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. But Republicans, you know, along the way figured out that whole thing that, yeah, you got to be careful with this power, this force.
Yeah, I know, except that when they do have the power, they don't root out the bad or, you know, the evil that good power could actually be used.
Yes, and that's where I indict Republicans, too, because there never should have been federalized government education. It's one thing on the local level, but the idea. So the Republicans didn't, they dropped the ball in public education like that, and the funding of it and so forth. So
yeah. Let me let Doc respond to that. Tom, I appreciate the call. Just short on time, okay? I want to make sure and give the Doc there. You know, Doc, that kind of reminds me of, you know, that whole situation where how many years have the Republicans promised to repeal and eliminate the Department of Education and yet nothing happened? Right? Nothing
well,
so far.
You know, Bill, I'll give a corollary to both what you two have brought up, which is a good dialogue. That's the reason why the oligarchs in Salem and in Washington are so trying to minimize religion, because if you have a faith, that means you're not going to be worshiping the god of government.
But the godless ones do worship the god of government because it's like
exactly.
Everybody seems to be programmed. They need that. They need something bigger than themselves, I suppose, to believe in.
Yeah, and that's also where Salem has really been coming in and making the wrong type of national news. One of them, of course, is the fact that when Salem decided with their power to not fund $400,000 to the 71-5 group in Medford, that now the Alliance for Defending Freedom is taking up the fight against Salem because of the fact that they wanted to have this organization, which does a lot of public good and a lot of good for kids, that they had to go ahead and bring in as employees, not Christians, but anyone that wasn't a Christian and possibly transgender.
Oh, yeah. Well, that seems to be the one true faith here. Abortion. Actually, there seems to be three parts of the same faith here, Dr. Powers. You have abortion up to and probably beyond birth. You have transgender affirming surgeries. And, of course, death with dignity. Of course, that seems to be those are like the three sacraments, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost of the state of Oregon. You know, that kind of thing.
That's a good point. But, you know, in working with you on this, I have a slightly different one.
Okay.
Which is the fact that if you look at the surveys, even Democrats are not that happy with transgender because the number of doctors that are being sued by detransitioners are suing the doctors, of course, very happily by the far left doctors. And far-left attorney doctors is what I was going to say,
uh-huh.
on being given irreversible gender treatments. On abortion, maybe what one should do is, yes, be very clear outward when you're running for office against transgender.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, accept the fact that perhaps you can fight once you're in there about abortion, but choose the topics you're going on and just don't go against all three.
All right. Let me speak.
That's what they won't do,
yeah.
and I couldn't do.
Okay, well, speaking of the transgender, though, I had to share with you that this was a study that came out over the weekend here that gender-affirming surgery, people who have that, 12 times the rate of attempted suicide. And yet we're told that you have to give them the transgender surgery. In fact, some states are required it had to be provided at state cost, in other words, taxpayer cost, or else people will attempt suicide. And now we're seeing that after the surgery, 12 times the rate of suicide afterwards, which would seem to indicate that gender-affirming surgery doesn't affect the underlying mental illness, ultimately, which
That's
is driving
absolutely
this.
Absolutely right. But you see, when it comes to lawsuits on a legal side, over 6 months ago, there were also already lawsuits being brought against whom? Doctors and hospitals. I mean, for example, there was a Nebraska woman who had her breast removed at 16, sued the University of Nebraska Medical Center doctors for malpractice, saying that she was manipulated into gender transition medical treatments that robbed her of her womanhood. These are national, and the thing is, this is why the oligarchs that you got to fight in Washington and Salem.
Do you think that we're going to see the same kind of lawsuit flurry against OHSU? Because OHSU seems to make gender-affirming care, gender surgery, their bread and butter. We're talking about their businesses lopping off good body parts and replacing them with fake sexual organs, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And what it is KTV even was running one about a detransitional suing doctors for blindly ramrodding her through the gender transition process. And so you have the oligarchs who are running this country. They are oligarchs, going ahead in death by 100 cuts because they like the power. And if I could, what I've seen is that Obama, with the Clintons, during his period in office, really went ahead and fought for getting in the judiciary the fact that you can declare things unconstitutional or constitutional, depending on what you wanted. as a philosophy legally. Soros comes in and he says, oh, it's just a cash problem. You know, I'll call my buddies in China and Russia.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And then look at all the Soros prosecutors, okay? Hey, Doc, I'm just almost out of time, and so we'll have to cut loose here pretty soon. Let me grab a third caller here. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Kevin Christman calling in.
Hey, Kevin, did you want to weigh in on something that Doc was talking about or something else?
Well, I do like what he's been saying, especially when you were having the conversation about being able to go into Ashland and influence people in Ashland.
Now, I know you live in Ashland, right?
No, I live in Talent, which is okay.
Pardon
very
me.
Similar, but I think that it is important to get out and get into those areas. And right now, there's a lot of action that's happening on social media that maybe people don't realize. But you know, Nextdoor has quite a conversation that's happening right now, and a lot of people are weighing in. I'm you know, weighing in against Kathy Shaw and Denise Krause, and the awareness is coming to what's happening with some of the deception in these measures, and it's happening on social media. And a lot of the people that are on the left, they're trying to fight injustice. If they see something that's wrong or that it's a lie, they're just as much against it as a conservative is. And so exposing where, you know, one of the battles right now is that Denise Krause is placing signs on private property, field signs, large signs that are opposed to these measures. And so we're removing those signs and putting up other ones, and it becomes a battle over this is who you want running your commission is somebody who doesn't respect private property rights. And that whole conversation is happening pretty actively on social media. It's also that if anybody like Lynn Barton is doing a text campaign, I love what she's doing, that we provided a list to Lynn. And so anyone who wants to, in these last 2 days, wants to have a list, contact me and we'll get you a list of people to text in whatever precinct you want, set up an area. And we've got a lot of people doing that right now. So to give you an update on what's happening,
all right,
there's a lot of people that are texting campaigns right now. So I'm happy to give my email address out.
Yeah. Go ahead. And you want to just give your phone number too, if people wanted to text you? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
What's that?
My phone number is 541-840-1034.
Okay.
And my email is Christman, Christman, mind.net.
All right, mind.net. And Kevin, thank you for your work. You've been working your butt off down there at JCRP, okay? Appreciate that.
Oh, okay, and Bill, I want to really quickly come in and say I not only totally support that, but you see, even if we're not a resident in Ashland, we can go ahead, and we all have friends, especially those of your listeners. Give a call, send an email, tell them to forward it. In terms of Ashland, I came across a couple that I couldn't reach that were sheepish and said, I think I voted the wrong way because I didn't know which way to go. And on the weekend coming up, hey, happy Memorial Day, Boatneck, have a good time. And forget about politics for at least a couple of days.
Yeah, we'll have to go watch the races here. But no, where past meets present next week, but we'll see you after that. Okay, Doc, you be well. Thanks again.
Okay, be well and happy days for every one of your listeners. Memorial Days, enjoy the parades and enjoy everything that you have. You deserve it.
All right, thank you very much, Doc. And Kevin, thank you for weighing in on this. And if anybody wants Kevin's contact here and you weren't able to catch it, just email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com and I'll send you the information. And let's get a big text voting turnout here over the next 24 hours or so and get that ballot filled with legitimate good votes that are voting down these charter measures, okay? Kevin, thank you so much for checking in, okay? Really, appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill, for what you do.
Yep, thank you. Kevin Christman, like I said, he's been yeoman's work over there at JCRP.
I've worked in the Capitol for 8 years. I've actual experience in the belly of the beast as chief of staff for our current Senator Dennis Linthicum. I've seen what happens when politicians forget that they work for us. They trade our well-being for money, power, and influence. My name is Diane Linthicum, and I will stand for our traditional values. I'm endorsed by Oregon Right to Life, Oregon Firearms Federation, and Oregon's Young Republicans. Vote Diane Linthicum for State Senate.
Paid by Linthicum for Oregon.
I'm Claudette Moore, former Medford City Councilperson.
My name's Terry Baker, and I'm the mayor of Phoenix.
I'm Dave Wright with CPM Real Estate Services, and I support Randy Sparacino.
I'm supporting Randy Sparacino.
I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. I've known Randy Sparacino for several years. He was chief of police in Medford. Now he's mayor of Medford, and he's doing a fantastic job running that city, keeping it safe, and helping as many people as he can.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon. ID 20676.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Hey, it's Lamont here at Orly's Stoves and Spas. Come check out Orly's new Aqua Lounge. The Aqua Lounge is the most affordable luxury Orly's has ever offered. Enjoy LED lighting, ozone, Bluetooth stereo, and a 110-220 plug-and-play convenience. Orly's has the area's largest selection of over 50 spas and swim spas in stock. Another exciting spa option is our Premium Spa of the Month sale, offering deep discounts. Relax and beat the summer heat with a new splash-around pool from Orly's. With so many sizes and designs to choose from, there's a splash-around pool for every family. Don't forget about the 30% tax rebate on qualifying wood, pellet stoves, and installation. Come into Orly's and sit down with one of our sales professionals to explore amazing spas, pools, swim spas, stoves, all at 0% financing OAC for a limited time. Orly's at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford.
Well, you know it's Orly's Stove and Spas we both recommend. Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
It's 8:58, almost wrapping up, getting ready for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Holly Morton, Josephine County Republican Chair. Now, if people are disabled or having trouble getting their ballot out, you'll help out, Holly. What's the story?
We will send someone out to pick up their ballot. All they need to do is fill out the ballot, put it in the envelope, sign and seal it, and we will have a trusted party member come out and pick it up.
How do they get that service? How do they get that service?
You call 541-295-8100. Again, that's 541-295-8100. And anywhere between 10 and 5 when our staff is on duty, and we will take your information and send somebody out to help.
All right. I really appreciate that. Great. You hang on just and thank you for calling in, okay? We appreciate that. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Hey, before we take off, Dave ended up writing me this morning, just to let you know, Bill, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are not sacraments. They are the Godhead. Baptism, communion, and marriage are the three of the seven sacraments. Dave, I appreciate that. Pardon me. I was just playing fast and loose with my lack of religious knowledge, okay? How about the Democrat Trinity, then? The leftist Trinity. We'll call it that. Abortion on demand, death on demand, and transgender the kids on demand. How about that? Okay, maybe I know it's not funny, but it's not something to laugh about, but it does get pretty weird sometimes, all right? By the way, the email bill at BillMeyerShow.com and also on KMED.com, we have my voting suggestions if you haven't yet done so, and if you were wondering about that, especially the judicial races, okay? So much more. Appreciate your listenership, and thanks so much, and we will have you again tomorrow for Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, KMED Medford, KCMD Grants Pass.